accession number 19008, reel 2.
Pabrout, reel 2.
The teachers were wonderful and spent a lot of their own time, you know, to entertain us and try and have group activities that would keep us out of the, you know, the houses where we weren't really wanted. And we were pretty good. I remember that our French mistress, who was very Welsh, she married one of the masters who'd come from the boys' school, and they rented a house and used to entertain, you know, quite a lot of the children. And but finally I got, so after she turned us out, and then Betty and I, there was a lady across the road who, she and her husband, he came home late, I think, and saw us and took us in, and we stayed there for a bit. But I mean, she was kind, but they had two very naughty sons and three greyhounds, and these boys made our lives hell.
And what were they?
Oh, you know what boys are like. They teased and poked and, you know, messed around with our personal belongings and one thing and another. Ew, look at her, you know, her so-and-sos. And so I wrote to my mother and I said, if you don't come and fetch me home, I ran away. So that's what happened.
So how long do you reckon you were in Biddeford for?
I don't know, 18 months perhaps, something like that. Yeah.
And so you went back to Peckham?
Went back to Peckham. Went, well, then I left school, found some work, joined the post office. Went down to went to Melton Mowbray with my poorly back, and got taken into the post office there.
What was Melton Mowbray like in the Second World War?
Well, at the time it was highly active because there was it's a remount depot, Melton Mowbray, and it was horses and dogs and things. You know, I think it still is a dog training depot, but it was full of soldiers, who parachute regiment soldiers, who were, we didn't know, but preparing to go to Arnhem. And this is where I met this young man who had to babysit with me, who we finally married.
Was there any bombing in Melton Mowbray?
I don't think so. I think Leicester might have had some. I can't recall. I don't think so. No. I remember the day that they all went off in lorry loads, going off. We didn't know they were going to Arnhem. But lorry loads were passing through, going off with all these soldiers in, all, you know. And all day, lorries. And then 10 lorry loads came back.
And I think your fiancé was wounded.
Yes, seriously. He was very lucky not to lose both his legs. One particularly, in fact he had an x-ray not a couple of weeks ago that still got metal in his legs. He, I don't know too much about it. He was in Ipswich, Felixstowe, Ipswich. He'll tell you how he got there, I don't know. But I got a card to say that he was in Felixstowe Hospital. And before we got married, you know, I'm got leave from Melton Mowbray post office and went down to London to my parents, who met me, put me on the train to Ipswich, where I managed to go and see him in hospital there. And but he was very fortunate because penicillin had just really become in, and he was having it. he said, you know, at the time that he couldn't bear to see the nurse coming because it was quite painful, penicillin injection. And he was having them every 4 hours, night and day. But it saved his legs. So the one that was considering that might be amputated,
What was life like setting up a home at the end of the war?
Well, let me think. Actually, we were married January the 13th, and not for very long, and he was still recovering from his wounds. And then he finally was discharged back into his unit again. And the next thing we knew, he was on a ship going off to fight the Asian War. But he got offloaded somewhere, I think, in the Middle East, where he then got demobilised, because I suppose the atom bomb got dropped. And having gone in the day of being called up, we will tell you, almost the day war was declared, he was, I think, number two. It was his demobilisation. And so he came home, didn't get as far as he was going. And because we hadn't been married very long before we were parted again, you see. And one day there was a knock on the door, and there was this young man who I'd only really known for 6 weeks before we got married. And I mean, we knew one another for 6 weeks. He got wounded and then didn't really meet again until in the church. And there was this stranger standing on the doorstep. Come home. And we then stayed. My mother had, you know, had this great big house. So we stayed there. And he was a plumber. He hadn't completed his apprenticeship. So we didn't know what we were going to do. He got some odd jobs around London, Soho and things like that. And we then decided that, there was a lot of paperwork involved. He had to go back up to Wallasey. He comes from the Wirral of Cheshire. And as a man of, I don't know how old he was, must have been about 28, something then, he had to finish his apprenticeship. So we left London and went up, and my mother-in-law got us two rooms in a council house near them. And as quite an elderly gentleman, he went off to finish his apprenticeship. And he came home one day and he said, "You'll never guess what's happened to me." And I said, "No." He said, "I got an hour's notice today. I finished my apprenticeship." And there we were. And I'd never known unemployment. You know, my family had always been comfortably off and everything was provided. I didn't know about I've never felt so shocked in all my life. "Don't worry about that," he said. "Keep my dinner hot." And off he went. And it was the beginning of the war. And of course, there were no tradesmen, qualified tradesmen. They were all in the services. So he came home about 3 hours later, and said, "I'll start in the morning. Qualified plumber, earning about four times what he'd been earning." And so we stayed up there for quite a while he worked, because they were starting to build houses, because Liverpool and that really had been bombed, lots of activity. So that brings you up to date, virtually.